As Christians throughout Alaska celebrate Christmas in various houses of worship, one Juneau congregation's Christmas Eve service will be particularly joyous. The Church of the Holy Trinity is in its new building nearly 4 years after an arson fire destroyed the original church. The new building is not finished, but as Rosemary Alexander from Member Station KTOO reports, the Episcopalians say that seems fitting.
As the saws continue, the Reverend George Solides and his congregation are settling into their new church home. It may be a year before the interior is complete.
The offices are unfinished, the classrooms are unfinished, the nursery is unfinished, the library is unfinished, the vesting room is unfinished, etc. And those will have to be done room by room by room.
A carpenter installs wainscoting panels in the sanctuary as Solides and his wife Hunter, also an ordained Episcopal priest, reflect on the journey from ashes to new church. They assumed the Juneau pastorate in November 2004. 15 months later, the spectacular blaze consumed the historic 110-year-old building.
I remember when we interviewed at Holy Trinity, I sat in that old sanctuary and I thought, yes, this is the church I want to raise my family in. And so when we all sat in the car and watched it burn, it was just so painful on so many different levels, so many different layers of loss. But the gift that this is now for me, and then for George and me, and then for our family, and then for our church family, it's so rich.
Holy Trinity at the corner of 4th and Gold Streets has been a busy community center as well as a church. From Alcoholics Anonymous to city and borough elections to Theater in the Rough, McPheeters Hall served a broad spectrum of Juneau. And that was a guiding principle for a new facility.
We wanted it to be a Juneau kind of place and an Alaska kind of place.
Pam Finley is a member of the church building committee. She says at one point it looked like money would be so tight another McPheeters was in jeopardy.
There was a question of, well, should we give up McPheeters Hall? And it was just sort of a unanimous revulsion from that whole idea. I remember Bill Andrews saying, well, we could, but it isn't who we are. That was one very major decision.
The square footage of the new building is about the same as the old. Sanctuary, offices, and classrooms are above McPheeters Hall, the kitchen, mustard seed craft shop, and other community rooms. Total reconstruction costs are nearly $4 million. Insurance covers about $3 million. The church was counting on investments and fundraising for the rest.
About the time that Lehman Brothers failed, we had some money in a corporate bond fund. But of course, in September of 2008, nothing had any value except cash. No matter how sound it might have been, everything was on a fire sale. So we lost money. That's probably the main reason why the upstairs is not finished.
The church still needs to raise about $800,000. Parishioners, Friends of Holy Trinity, and loans are used to build the religious center. Funds for McPheeters Hall and other community spaces are very dependent on large foundation grants. Solides says the Rasmussen Foundation recently offered a $500,000 gift contingent upon matching grants.
And so Rasmussen says, find another funder or two or three, and you're in.
Solides says the Rasmussen Challenge has started to unclog the pipeline, and other agencies are considering gifts, including Murdoch Charitable Trust. One person will be missing at tonight's service, Bob Huber, the young man convicted of starting the fire. He is incarcerated at a private prison outside Alaska.
I wish that somehow it were possible for Bob Huber to be part of this with us. He's as much in need of transformation as any part of this. And so far, his being incarcerated has prevented him from the degree of engagement and forgiveness that this congregation really wanted to extend to him.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.